So, hi everybody. I know we got a packed room, so we're going to go ahead and start. We have a few little technical difficulties here, but hopefully they'll be worked out. Thank you all very much for coming. I'm really excited to see how many people here. My name is Ilanka Dunin. I have been coming to DragonCon for several years. My day job is that I'm a game developer. And and last year here at DragonCon, in this very room, I gave a talk which was called Location-Based Games. And I was interested in covering this really exciting new genre. And so I was covering everything from the old analog things, geocaching, letterboxing. Foursquare is a kind of a game. You have to go somewhere and check in. And we have Zombies Run, if anybody here play Zombies Run? Yep. Code Warrior, I think, was the game. And then this I had a few slides on this game called Ingress. And the audience, I think it was about half the number of people in here, and I would say maybe a quarter of them had heard of Ingress. By the time we were done talking about it, we had those codes, and there was just a stampede up to the front of the room because everybody wanted to get in on this game. So I'm going to just get some quick demographics here. How many people here have played Ingress? Keep your hands up. Okay. If you've only played for a month, lower your hand. Okay, so everyone that lowered your hand, you've only played for about a month. 2 months? Lower your hand. 3 months? Okay, let's jump 6 months. So these are people that have played more than 6 months. Okay, let's go for a year. Okay, all right. A year and a half? 2 years? I'm trying to think how old Ingress is.
You're liars!
We're
only
a year and 8 months. So.
Yeah. Okay, so basically from the beginning. So it's just interesting seeing how fast this game is taking off and how people are just kind of running to it and going for it. Okay, I gotta ask, how many people here have never played Ingress? All right, do we have stuff for them? Welcome.
We do. If you have not played Ingress, or you start...
All right.
If you have signed up in the past 2 to 3 days from people here at DragonCon talking to you, raise your hand.
Okay. New player, welcome.
Okay.
All right. And I guess of those that play, I'd also like to get a sense of how many... Let's see... We should do this by level. Should I start at 1 and go up to 8? Okay.
It's past 8.
Okay. all right. Oh, that's right. Oh, right. Okay. So everybody's hands up that plays. Okay. If you've only gotten to level 1, lower your hand. Level 2, 3, 4, okay, 5, 6, 7. The level 8 players, okay. 9? 10? Does it go past 10 there?
Yep.
Okay, 11? All right, 11? 12? 13? 14? Okay, 15? What level? 14. Wow, 14, congratulations. Okay. Wow. Pretty impressive.
I believe, one player in Georgia that's over 14.
Okay. All right.
Dark Knight.
Used to be, yeah.
Why is it not?
Slideshow? Start show?
And why is it giving it over here? It's sending it to my screen. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Projector only.
Right. Do we have sound?
Do we have sound?
Hey Scott, do we have sound?
Yeah, there should be. There should be a little.
This cable does not have sound. Did they kill our?
Yeah, the sound on the. Hang on.
Yeah, because we have video too.
Yeah, okay. The talks.
And I guess another question would be anomalies.
It's on there.
All right. You want to ask a couple, because you've probably participated more recently than I have. Okay.
Who here is not from Georgia?
Damn. Okay.
Who here is from Georgia?
50-50.
Fight.
Okay. Who here is not from the U.S.? I know we have some Canada players that were around.
Yeah.
All right.
I have on Channel 5 Canada. I can't charge them anymore because I'm too far away.
Level up.
I'd love to get to 15, but really.
It goes straight into the video once I get this.
Do what?
It goes straight into the video.
Yeah, it should.
Are you sending it to town?
It should be right now, yes.
We'll know here in just a second.
There should be sound on the slide.
I haven't hit the sound button.
Okay.
Do you have your volume up on your laptop?
That's a good question.
Are we
going to
get Susanna Moyer here, or what?
Verifying that you will hear this.
There we go.
You'll be...
I haven't seen this, so I don't know.
So for our presentation tonight, we'll go ahead and start with basics into the game. For people who are new, we'll start into basics into the game, kind of get into some more advanced stuff with linking and fielding. We'll work our way into anomalies and communities, and then we'll get into advanced tactics towards the end for the veteran players. So my name's Andrew. Andrew86 in the game. I'm a level 14 agent out of Atlanta for the Resistance.
I'm John Stocks, also from Atlanta. I am a level 11 agent here for the Enlightened.
Only 11. Only 11.
Yes, I am only 11 because I unfortunately have
here
a real life.
Excuses.
I also do a lot of stuff with the cross-faction community. So you will hear me.
Nice.
I take great pride in that. And Atlanta held a event yesterday. I think we had 80 people. About 80 people. We typically pull those type numbers for our cross-faction events, and you'll see us around the Southeast in anomalies, and you'll know Atlanta when Atlanta sees Atlanta people. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
We're going to get started, though, with for those of you who are new to Ingress, you may or may not have seen this video, but here we go.
Let's hope we have sound.
Let's hope we have sound.
Maybe.
It's gonna go. Ooh, it did not. Oh yeah, you're right. Thank you. Come on.
Are you live streaming the video?
Should be.
No, it's download. It's local. Try play.
Seriously? Seriously, Jay.
It wasn't me.
Quick time.
I don't have quick time.
Okay.
Wow. All right. So we're going to skip that video. Sorry.
So we'll give a brief description of what that video did say.
There you go.
So this is for those that are new to the game. Ingress is a game that's made by Google. It came out of a division they called Niantic. Ingress is, at a most basic level, a worldwide game of capture the flag that actually takes place in the real world. You travel to real life locations and you battle over points of interest for your faction.
And the video is going to show the intro, which if you go to ingress.com, it's the intro video for that.
Yay! But it was going to be really cool.
Sorry.
Insert really
cool
video here. Right. Exactly.
We had several agents that helped us with this video to pull this off, and it looks awesome. I'm sorry.
Yep.
We can put it on the web later, like Google Plus or
we
something,
can do that.
And
I'll load
see
the
it.
Whole thing up. Okay. All right, so like I said, the beginning part of this is more directed towards the newer agents. So there's two factions. There's the Resistance, which is the blue side, and there is Enlightened, which is the green side. They fight over portals, which include exotic matter that you collect for your side. for each team.
Part of that was the story behind Ingress, which, depending on how deep you want to go into it, some people care, some people don't. But there is, basically, there's exotic matter that has been found by scientists, and Google Plus is full of all different kinds of communities and groups that discuss how the story progresses and how this affects the effects of exotic matter affect everyone. This exotic matter has supposedly been brought by the Shapers, and the story behind this too is the Resistance are trying to protect humanity and from the Shapers and their influence. And the Enlightened are looking to enlighten the world by bringing on the new cultural changes that the Shapers could bring to us with the exotic matter. That's the basics of the story.
So I would also describe to those that have never seen it played, imagine that all around us are small specks of energy floating, but you can only see them if you're holding your phone, usually an Android phone.
Correct.
There's some iPhone
now
as well.
On iPhone.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. And as you see these, you can walk towards these little bits of energy and collect them. And every so often you can see where these bits of energy are coming from, which are these beautiful glowing fountains of light. The first time I went into, because the first time I turned on Ingress, near my apartment there was nothing. There were no portals. There were like 25 little particles of XM, and I was actually getting in my car to drive to a particle of XM because I didn't know. And so I'm driving, oh, this is fun. I'm collecting all these particles. And then I like turned the corner and there were like 6 portals there, and they were just beautiful and glowing, and it was a very emotional experience for me the first time I saw. Now I go, ooh, well, points. You know?
And here's an example of what the scanner looks like, and what you see on the ground, the small little white dots are the XM, and then in the background you see gray portals. Those are what we call neutral or easy targets.
Unclaimed.
So the game is available for Android. It's also available for iOS. Came out on iOS about a month ago now. Probably.
Almost 2 months, yeah.
2 months.
I feel so out of the loop. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know we're at a beta now, right?
Yeah. No, people don't need codes for them. And no, I was going to say I'm level 10 because, well, I was level 10 before there was a level 10, Enlightened. Yeah. And I'm also Resistance, but that identity is a closely held secret. I play both sides.
And for those who are worried, there are a select few people who work with Niantic that are allowed to do that.
I've had dinner with the Niantic folks. They know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah.
We also have a representative from Niantic here in the back of the room if she so chooses to say hi. But.
We have Linda Besch here from Detroit in the back of the room. So like we were saying, portals are all around you. Pretty much every local town, every city, every state, every country all around the world. In any town, you can pretty much go to any library, any town square, any fountain, any statue, and there's pretty much guaranteed to be a portal there if people live there.
I have been to towns with less than 100 people in population that have multiple portals because it's historical in some way.
Yeah,
or a
post office.
Yeah. They are everywhere.
The thing is that doing long country drives gets a lot longer when you're going
oh, yes.
and getting portals as you're going.
Like going to the store to get milk is an hour drive.
Here to Chattanooga is, Jay, was what, a 4-hour drive?
Yeah.
And it took us, what, about 12 hours to get back home?
Yeah.
Well Andrew, yeah. You remember our first trip.
Oh, yeah.
The first road trip.
Oh, yeah.
It took us 8 hours to get to Chattanooga.
Yep.
That's an hour drive, hour and a half from where we were.
Yeah. And that get milk, I've talked to many, you know, married couples where one of the spouses plays and the other one doesn't, and it becomes a point of friction. And so
don't share your location with your spouse on Google Plus ever. Very bad for you.
Yeah, so it's getting milk or I'm out of cigarettes, you know, and then that quick cigarette run turns into an hour and a half, and and they get back like, oh yeah, I was supposed to get cigarettes.
But other things, as we've noted here, statues, fountains, a lot of cool artwork, murals, unique buildings, college buildings,
churches,
community centers, basically. That's where churches go in. Unique stores.
Aldi Towers.
We won't talk
Aldi
about that.
Aldi Towers.
Yeah. What
the GameStops, if you see them in Atlanta, they were a joke, and we're still trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
The guy who submitted them was trying to test... So you can submit new portals.
Right. I have seen such, I mean, we could probably talk about the worst portals you've ever seen. Like, I know a guy, his garden gnome was a portal, okay?
I know a guy who had a Jesus statue. It was pretty, in his front yard.
Yeah.
So the basics of the game, when you find one of these portals, what do you do with it? Well, if it's neutral, as the ones you saw before that were gray, you obviously want to claim them. You claim them using resonators. Resonators look like pylons from StarCraft. You can put 8 of them on a portal.
There's one in the picture there.
That's what you see. The resonators are what power the portal. So whenever you place that first portal,
perfect.
Or that you place the first resonator, that claims that for your faction. And that's all it takes to claim a portal. However, there are certain things you cannot do with a portal until you fully fill it out with all of its resonators, and it takes 8 of those. They're somebody can't spell protect.
I know. That's
protect. We are protecting the portal. Oh, alliteration.
Just give that slide.
The other different ways to protect these, you can add mods to them, and these things include everything from shields and turrets and other things that are force amps and
link amps.
Link amps, oh yes. Link amps, they're great.
Greatest mod ever.
They're great if you're trying to send it across the ocean.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to that here in a little bit. The other thing is the portal, the level of the portal is determined by the average level of all the resonators, rounded down. Which means, yes, we are level 11 and 14 and 10, and we still can't build anything higher than a 5 without friends. It is a very social game in that fact.
Lone wolves don't make it long in this game.
No.
And you're shunned by everyone you play with in your town. Yeah. You're like, ah, oh, it's that damn guy.
I disagree
with you. Level 10, 2 months, it doesn't matter. Play how you want to play.
Well, that's if you want levels.
You can play how you want to play, and I agree. You can keep playing and keep leveling on your own. If you want L8 farms, more than likely you're going to have to play with a team at some point.
Depends what you're doing.
There are... once you've claimed a portal, one of those things that you can do once it's fully filled out is link them to other portals. The way you get this gear is by hacking portals. And for those of you starting out, hack the planet. Hack everything.
Yeah.
Do not stop. Ever. I don't care what level it is, what color it is, whatever. Hack it. You want that gear. It is always going to be useful to you in some way, even if you're just recycling it for more XM to use on something else. But one of those things that you can do once you completely have a fully filled out portal is link it to other portals. You do this using a key. So you go to a location, you hack it, and you get a portal key. And there's a random chance, depending on how often you visit it and other things, will determine how likely you are to pull a key. But once you have that key, you can do other things to it remotely. One of those is linking the portal to another portal. Once you've linked to one portal, you can then link to others. To use triangulation, as you see in this photo that's building out, there's a cross-faction event going on here where people from both teams are linking together to create fields.
Which city is this that we're looking at? Is this Atlanta?
No, this was over in Europe.
Wow, oh, that's
They
cool.
made a four-leaf clover.
I believe this was Ireland.
Or three-leaf clover.
Day.
Yeah, this was a St. Patrick's Day event that both factions got together. And you see how you can make some beautiful field art and other things with the fields.
So the idea of fields is that your side controls or is protecting humanity once you cover them in that blanket of your team's faction color.
And based on population density, there's a count called MU, or mind units. Mackerel units.
No. It's two, because that's a sound cow makes, and that's the point you're getting.
But that's the people that you are either protecting or trying to bring to the light.
Agreed. So in all your local towns, any of you that have played or those that will be playing, you'll be battling more than likely against someone else on the other side in your town. You'll eventually more than likely meet them. You'll battle against them. You'll go back and forth. You'll usually learn each other's work habits.
I want to remind you, this is a GPS-based, location-based game that your movements are tracked when you interact with stuff. Do not be surprised if people learn your habits. If you don't want them to learn your habits, don't make habits. So you have that wonderful portal sitting right outside your house. If you don't want them to know you live there, don't be claiming it
every
5 minutes after it gets claimed, and every morning on your commute and every commute. These are just little hints.
Yep.
Or you can invite them over for barbecue, as some people do, and have an open invitation to every Ingress player who wants to come visit, and they know who your home portal is. So.
Your fonts are horrible.
So next we're talking about leveling up. As we talked about at the beginning, you know, people in here are different levels, and you're like, well, what does that exactly mean? As you gain points in the game based on the actions that you do, you level up. And the point of leveling up is you get stronger gear when you hack a portal. So if you're level 4 and you go and hack a portal, you may get level 4 XMPs. Versus when you're level 7, you get level 7 XMPs. And as you get stronger, you get better and stronger gear that assist in taking down enemy portals and building your own for your team. So there's a chart here off to the right that shows how many points you get based on what actions you do. Like hacking an enemy portal is 100 points, deploying a resonator, all those are there. And that's how you level up in the game, is by gaining those points and hitting certain plateaus as far as what you need to hit as caps. So there's the breakdown as far as what you need to level up. Levels 1 through 8 are strictly AP based, which is action points. And then levels 9 through 16 require action points as well as badges in the game, which are gained through particular...
Badges are basically achievements.
Yeah, achievements.
So for those of you who are achievement whores, this is a fun game. You will spend hours trying to hit that next badge level.
How many people have a guardian that they're hoping hits 150 days right now?
Good luck.
All the people
I gave up.
All the people that just raised their hand broke the first rule of having a guardian.
Yes.
You never say that you have a guardian.
Wait, explain what a guardian is.
So a guardian is a portal that you hold in your control as the owner for 90 or 150 days.
Well, there's different levels. So achievements have, what is it? It's bronze, silver, gold platinum,
black.
And onyx, or black.
So,
different variants.
So to take Guardian for an example, you get a bronze badge when you hit, I think, 3 days. You hit a silver at 10 days. You hit a gold at 30?
20.
A platinum at 90, and a black at 150. And that's consecutive days ownership without it being taken back by the other side. Okay. Typically, they're portals that are out in the middle of nowhere, require 3 to 5 mile hikes, you know, things like that. Yeah, no cell reception. Yeah. So it's owning it, and then you also have to recharge it and keep it fully charged with power. Yeah. So it's not only a determination of you owning the portal, you being able to recharge the portal, you making sure that no one else attacks the portal, also making sure that none of your teammates deploy on the portal and make it a target.
Or link to it, decide to use it as a major field anchor. So we have done some, so we showed you an example of a city linking and fielding and building all that out. Now you understand that required agents working together to drive around the city. Now imagine this. You're flying around the world sharing keys across the globe. Now, one thing we haven't mentioned about links is you have to clear that path. You cannot cross the streams. Your color, enemy color, anything. So to pull off something like this, you have agents working across the globe to share the keys and clear those, what they call lanes. Clear out every blocking link along the route. This was something called Operation Green Marble. Now, you'll notice the curvature of the earth is taken into place here with a lot of these fields. What covers that top portion, that entire top portion, is actually one single field over Russia, over the North Pole. So this is an example of something that the Enlightened pull off that I don't think the Resistance has done yet.
Booyah!
Now, I will say, Resistance has pulled off some awesome fields before.
Yeah.
Macro units come into play here.
So like John was saying, this requires hundreds of agents and usually months and months of work to pull off massive global operations like this. Tons of communication between multiple agents across many countries and continents and time zones, and getting everybody to sync up, everybody on the right plan, as far as when it's going down, blocking links, tons and tons of time and hours go into these operations typically, and they usually pay off in a really big way.
And I will give the Resistance props on this one. Oh, the slide I showed before with the green was very nice, but a lot of that covered areas with low population. Those links right there cut through the center of the U.S. That is an amazing accomplishment to be able to clear that many lanes.
And ours is on an anomaly day.
Yes, this was, which we'll talk about here in a minute.
So anomalies. Anomalies are what Ingress defines as special events, where they say there's going to be a dramatic increase in XM flow during this particular time in this particular city. So they're essentially ginormous group events where teams from both sides meet in a city, and Ingress will actually score that city at specific times to determine a winner. And the reason for this is, in Ingress, unlike any game I can think of, your gameplay during the anomalies actually affects the plot of the story. Depending on which side wins that day in the anomaly, when Ingress scores it, determines on what happens next in the storyline. So players actually have a chance to shape the storyline and determine which way it goes down the path.
Sometimes. I think there was a time that Enlightened was winning too many anomalies, and Niantic really wanted Resistance to have a win, so they picked an anomaly in a city. It was a blue city.
Yeah.
They knew who was going to win ahead of time.
Game developers usually get their way.
Yeah.
They find some way to make sure it happens the way they want it to happen.
Yeah. How many times has Jarvis died and been brought back to life?
Yeah.
So how many people here have participated in an anomaly, one of these big citywides? And they're intense. They're intense, yeah.
So in the Southeast, in all of the Southeast, the Resistance is 11-1. We've won 11 times and lost once in the Southeast. So anomalies are all over. Our last one that was somewhat local to the Southeast was in Chattanooga. We had anyone who went to Chattanooga, raise your hand.
So were you already in Chattanooga, or you went to Chattanooga for the anomaly?
Yeah.
So I know on our side we had probably around 45 agents who went to Chattanooga. Before that, about a month or so before that, we were in Birmingham. We had probably about 40 who went to that. But we've done Chattanooga, Birmingham, Nashville. There's been two in Atlanta. There's been some in Panama City, Miami, Jacksonville. So they're all over. Usually Ingress will do a series of anomalies, and they'll be scattered around the U.S. in different cities.
And when anomaly day comes, it's usually on a Saturday, there are probably four or five cities per continent involved in this at the same time. Mm-hmm. Their time stamps and everything. So for example, while Chattanooga was involved, there was also same day was Toronto.
I think Montreal.
Montreal.
And then there's usually other cities, and they try to get every other city in. So there's usually a rule somewhere where other cities can participate remotely. Basically, if they control their cell or their area, their city, at a certain time point, they can add bonus points to the main city. So there's definitely ways to get involved. I highly recommend it if you haven't done it. It is a blast.
I think they have one in Tulsa tomorrow.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
nobody. Next Saturday.
Yeah, last year.
I'm driving out tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of last year. There was one that was centered in Minneapolis. Anybody remember the name of that one? Yeah, I actually left St. Louis and I drove all the way up through Ohio and then across the Great Lakes, picking up keys and dropping off keys all
either
along the way.
Recursion or Interitus.
Hmm?
It was either Recursion or Interitus. It was last year.
Okay. Yeah. And then went to Minneapolis.
13 Magnus. Yeah.
Recursion.
Yeah. I was just swapping keys all along the way.
So keys are what you use for linking. So if I was in Minneapolis and I wanted to link to Atlanta, I need a key for a portal in Atlanta. Also, the route that path takes, the direct route, has to be clear of no blocking links in the way. So
you have keys or other agents can pick up.
Correct.
Right, so that later they can make the field back to your home city. Or maybe I'd get keys from one of these remote areas and then pass them off to someone because it was going to help them with a field or help them with maintaining a portal.
They're throwing blocking links and everything else.
Yeah.
So a lot of the agents out there that are truckers or sales guys mm-hmm. that travel around the U.S. become very coveted for each side yeah. because they're in a different city.
Key mules. Muling is definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is from Nashville. This was our last anomaly in Nashville. And judging by that picture, I would say we had at least probably 300 agents there.
Wow. Nice. I think the record for the Southeast was Gettysburg. We had over 1,000 agents on site,
yep.
I think.
So they're massive, massive events. People traveling from every city and state for miles around. Our last one in Birmingham, we had a guy from Texas drive out. We had people from St. Louis. So people drive for hundreds and hundreds of miles to come to these anomalies to take place, to take part in them.
We could do another raising hand, like how much money have you spent on gas?
This is the most expensive free game I've ever played.
My wife needs to leave the room for me to answer that question.
Man, if they had an in-app store, they would make so much money.
So we talked about working with other agents. Obviously, you can see for the big operations, obviously anomalies, other things like that. Communities are a big thing. I'm sure as you, if you aren't already in one of these communities, there is one local to you. If you are joining, I'm positive you will probably be contacted in comms, in the chat, in-game, and asked to join these communities. I recommend them. If you like the lone wolf, and that is a viable strategy, have fun. But I personally have had the most fun with the people I meet in this game. In the first 3 months of me playing this game, I met more people in Atlanta than I had the 8 years that I lived here. And there were people that had stuff in common. We're all a bunch of geeks. Obviously, we're at Dragon Con. But we're all a bunch of geeks playing a phone game. I mean,
sorry, I have to take a picture of the flying spaghetti monster.
No, no problem. But yeah, the people you meet in this game is probably the reason that a lot of us veteran players keep playing. At any given time, I can be dropped in any city, and within an hour, I can be meeting someone for beer. Just drop a message on the comm, hey, I'm from out of town, anyone want to meet up? It's that simple.
Or have someone cursing your name.
That's it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I just blew up your farm. You want to come get a beer with me?
Yeah.
The last farm out of town I visited, I had several Resistance members come up and say hey and just walk around and chat with me. That was in Asheville. So.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're at, but yeah. Every city has its trolls.
It's very different from city to city.
We
some
definitely
cities they're very
them.
Friendly. Others, you go in and I went into once I was traveling. I was also geocaching, I think, in southern Pennsylvania. And I found out that the first time I hit a portal, immediately people identified me. They knew the license plate of my car. They were identifying, you know, sending it all along. And they were trying to figure out, was I a ringer? And then there was another city where I was just spending the night. And so I was at a hotel, and it's late at night. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go flip one portal before I go to bed. So I go down the street, and there's a portal. There's no, it's empty lots, you know, nobody there. And I'm level 4 or something at the point. And so I go and, you know, I hit the resonator, walk over, tap, I hit the resonator, go over, hit the oh, wait a minute, that one's back. Okay? I'm not seeing anybody. I don't, you know, maybe my mind's playing tricks on me. I go around, hit the next resonator, other one's back. I'm like, okay. So then I see the truck, you know, across the street, you know, guy sitting there. And I'm like, okay. And so I walk away. He follows me down the street. And it's creepy, especially for a woman, you know, at night, you know, yeah, being followed. And
remember, it's okay to follow other players' actions in game. It is not okay to follow people. Sometimes those are one and the same. If you are being active and somebody is following you actively in game and you don't like it, stop playing. Walk away. If they are following you at that point, you got another issue. It is not in game. But remember that from the opposite side when you're interacting with people from the other side is don't get so caught up in the game that you don't recognize what you're doing in the world.
Yeah, there were
the police will get involved, and they do not want to be called about some stupid game. Do
they,
not
they
waste
called
their resources.
Enough about it already. So
yes,
yeah. There are some aggressive players in St. Louis who got into the following, and I drove away. I was in areas there were no portals, and they were still following me, just to try and intimidate me away from it.
When you say some cities are better than other cities, so you would say you're not saying that a few players that you've had a bad experience with encapsulates the entire city?
No, I'm not saying it encapsulates the city, but I have seen, as I've played in many cities, I've played in St. Louis and Minneapolis and Atlanta and bunches of places, and there is a different vibe. There's a very different vibe in terms of how the different sides are communicating with each other on the channel, how friendly they are, and like, oh, you're new, you're playing Ingress, come on, let's go to a bar, or like I said, immediately kind of targeting. And you know, sometimes when I've been followed, I go out and I know who it is, and I go, oh, hi, you know, I'm Ilanka and I'm visiting from St. Louis, and sometimes they're friendly, sometimes they're not. They flat out say, don't attack our portals, get out of here.
This is another reason why I highly recommend getting involved with the communities, because the communities can come together to help you in these times. So I lead the cross-faction community here in Atlanta called Atlanta United, more than I actually play, it is making sure that Atlanta stays a safe place to play. And
yeah,
we don't
Atlanta's
have
nice.
Like
I
that.
Like the cross-faction community.
Plus,
Atlanta.
Me and
it's
John
nice
get along
vibe.
Really well.
So exactly. So if there's issues, I can reach out to Andrew and say, hey, we need to go resolve this troll. Can you go shut him up? Because
I try sometimes. It's really hard. The troll has his own thing.
Sometimes the troll is Andrew. So
that's true too.
It's in-game. I know I'm from Augusta, but I saw the way you guys were talking when that snowstorm came through, and you were giving rides.
Yeah, so if you guys heard about that, and those of you who are not in the area are going to think, Atlanta is stupid. No. Snow? You guys can't deal with the snow? Okay. It was ice.
So backstory. Everyone goes to work. It's noon, lunchtime, everyone's still at work, all the kids are in school, all the roads freeze. Everyone tries to get home, which then means no snow plow trucks or salt trucks can be on the highway because everyone's on the highway.
So Atlanta rush hour is like 4 hours long for a reason. People spread out their commute home so that not everybody's on the road. Well, at 12 o'clock when all the schools go, come get your kids, everybody's on the road at once, going nowhere as the ice builds. So what was cool is we had people from both communities immediately reaching out. We had agents from both sides hosting agents and non-agents helping them out. We had
people were offering, you know, their homes. Hey, if you're stuck on 285, I live near 285. Come on over. Just leave your car. Come to my house. It's fine.
Which
people
were
offering that had four-wheel drive to come and pick up people. You know, it was really a reaching out. You know, it didn't really matter what side you played on or if you didn't play at all.
But not all cities would do that. I know cities where they would not do that. Just plain, yeah. But
and that's
cool.
Sad. It's sad. So, if your city is one of those, help your community become one of those that can do that.
Yeah, really.
Get involved.
Stand up for the kind of culture you want to have in the game.
And as all games go, I know I hate to say this, but as all games go, this is going to end at some point. So let's develop those friendships and
you know, I
grudges.
Gotta think, you know, you know, when you've spent so much of your life guarding a series of portals around a certain store, and you've got like shifts, you know, and there's anomalies, and all the gas you've spent, you know, setting up these certain fields, and if Niantic were to just disappear, I just imagine the scream that would come up from all the all the emotional energy.
I've had problems with some of these. Here, wait for the catch box. Thank you. I've had problems with some of the trolls that you guys talk about, and really, at the end of the day, this is just a game. The objective is to blow up the portals. I will capture the portal. You will blow it up. Mm-hmm. You will capture the portal.
It's a game.
I will blow it up. That is the game. Right. If you cannot handle your portal being blown up, if you throw a temper tantrum every time another faction comes through and blows your portal up, stop playing. Yeah. You are toxic to the game. I mean, I hate.
Don't get possessive. You don't own it.
I mean,
Niantic owns it.
Yeah, I hate to say. I hate to be like, you know, leave. But there's a certain point where it's like you are not helpful to the game.
It's easy to say, but those are exactly the people who aren't going to quit.
Right, and that's true. That's very true.
got a guy back there.
Yeah, one thing. Okay. All he's saying, remember, if the people...
If that's a really cool idea. Yes, I like that, Scott. That's
didn't
awesome.
Didn't keep taking out your portals so you could redo them, you'd have to travel a lot further to get points.
Oh, no, and that, you know, once again, it's part of the game.
That's right.
It's fine. You know,
that's what I'm saying. It's, you'd have to work a lot harder and go a lot further.
Right.
Instead of sitting there taking them back and forth each, yeah, all the time.
Having an area completely green, 100%, or completely blue, 100% of the time is boring.
Right, it's where you go to the other side and please come attack our portals. Please attack them. Right, yeah, so you can get points. Okay.
Question.
Who's got the box? There we go.
Any insight on how bots are going to be handled? Because, I mean, there's some players who do them over and over and over and over again, and we actually found that
so
it
the bot-
hurts the team that they're on more. Because you're talking about cross-faction community being good. I mean, it actually hurts your own team if you have a bot on your team. But, I mean, when they're doing it 20, 30 times, you're continuously banning their account. What is there? Is Niantic going to do anything about that?
So there's plus sides and minus sides to every game. In every game, someone's going to find a way to cheat no matter what.
Right.
Ingress and Niantic have done a lot to reduce it, I think. Especially in the past, probably I'd say 6 to 8 months, has gone a lot harder than it used to be. Yes, they're banning accounts, and I would say accounts are getting banned within probably, you know, I mean, I don't really see many bots getting, you know, past level 8 for very long.
But I mean, can
so they usually a lot quicker
ban the
about
phone?
It.
Can they, you know, stop, you know, look at your IP?
It's
address?
Technology. People find a way.
It's a
constant game of cat.
So they are getting better about this. I can talk about. I'll loosely talk about this. There was an issue that came up about 3 months ago where a guy, because. I know the next question is, well, what's the big deal with getting an account banned when you can just recreate one with a new email? I actually worked with one of the developers specifically to deal with a guy who, he wasn't even playing, he was just jumping on to chat about stuff and just troll people. That's all he wanted to do, and I worked with the developers to, I gave them a recommendation, and we were able to go down to, I can't go into details, but further into the application and into the phone to be able to make sure it never happened again. So they will definitely get involved. Can we hand the boss back to some new information, too.
If you're wondering why that person that has been notoriously cheating isn't banned, sometimes they choose not to ban somebody because they find that some players, their personality type is to create 5 more cheating accounts when they ban one. So sometimes it's better to have that one account rather than ban them and end up with 5 more. And so it's individually decided, but that's also something that goes
into So how we deal with it in Atlanta is we work together cross-faction to ostracize them. A cheater pops up, no, and trust me, if you're on my team and cheating, I will report you faster than the other team. And I will have 100 people behind me on that.
Yep.
So, talk to me after, I'll try to give you some hints.
Now, since we're running low on time, I'd like to talk a little bit about the future of the game. Since you've talked to developers, we have someone here. You want to share some of the upcoming plans?
Yeah, I just...
So if you're an iOS user, you're actually a few versions behind. They're working on catching that up.
You just got the ability to submit portals with the latest update.
Yep, and pass...
Everyone else's updates, if you submit a portal, it's now 12 months to get approved now.
And passcodes are now available to iOS users from the Intel map. So here's something I'm sorry that we missed. New players, ingress.com/intel. Your Intel map is your best friend. That is how you find portals. Because the first time you start off, you're like, where am I going to find these things? Where are they? That map will become your best friend. And in the upper corner is a box for passcodes, and you'll get those from all different things. I hate to do product endorsement, but hint codes are pretty much because of Ingress. On the top of these, there's codes, and the gear that you get is
so
based
a few
off your
companies
level.
I would say exist in the world probably because of Ingress. One of them is Hint, Another one is a company called Anker, which makes external batteries. I seriously would pay money to see the profit and loss statement of this company from 2010 to now, because I swear this company has probably tripled or quadrupled their profit loss. Yeah.
How many here have more than two Ankers? More than five? Yeah. Okay, average tends to be between 2 and 5.
And even when I'm not with English players, I go and I've got to be, and people say, "What's that?" And I go, "The coolest thing ever." Because you can keep your phone going for days. So it's great for geocachers. It's my number one favorite Christmas present. If you don't know what to give someone, give them one of these. They will like it.
What is this magical
thing? It's an external battery.
USB battery. You charge it on your phone, on your computer.
Use the same
or the
cable,
wall.
Yeah.
Some of them are solar powered even. And then this one has five different voltage USB, so I'm never out of juice on my phone, ever, ever. I have three different ones. This particular one is a Lumsing, works great.
Go ahead and mention the Anker Amazon discount.
It's about $40 on Amazon.
You can get these easy on Amazon, and every once in a while you'll see product codes that you can get. I think the last one I bought was $30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it charges my phone 8 times.
When buying them, there's all kinds of different numbers on them. The most important number is the number of milliamps it has. So this particular one, I think, it's an 11,000 milliamps. You can buy them, and so
your cell phone battery is just around 3,000. Right. So that gives you an idea of what it holds inside.
It can charge an iPad, but keep an eye on the milliamps and the price, and the price to milliamps, because I got this for $30. I can go to a store such as
Radio
Shack.
This was also $30, and this was $15,000.
Right. But I'm saying that stores will overcharge you. This is 11,000. I could go to Radio
Don't go
Shack.
Don't go to Best Buy where there's $70.
And they would happily charge me $100 for something that only gives me 2,000 milliamps. So do shop around. Caveat emptor on these.
If you're new and you have a question, raise your hand. I want to make sure we get to those people before we run out of time.
And I want to talk a little bit more about the future, but
Yep.
I've just been playing a couple of weeks, and this kind of tied in with what you were saying earlier. I stumbled across the Total Conversion website.
Hang on.
Okay. Rewind.
Here, catch.
So I stumbled across the Total Conversion website. It seems to be really useful for
IITC.
Showing the information in a different format. Is that cheating? Does that cause a problem for their servers? Is it hogging?
I will say this.
Am I going to get banned?
I love IITC. Let me just say.
Legal.
No one up here can say whether you'll get banned or not. IITC is a very useful tool. I would say probably close to half the user base uses it. However, as I've always told everyone on my faction, use it at your own risk. You are putting your account at risk. They could ban you. They banned people in the past? Okay.
Part of the terms of service is you are not allowed to use third-party apps that pull data or interact with Ingress itself or the Ingress map, which IITC does. Basically, it parses data from the Ingress map. It parses data from that. So pulling from that, it's kind of funny. We've got kind of a neutral ground up here. I'm a big against it. I don't use any third-party apps. I think you can do everything with every legal means. Now, I am not going to judge a single person for using it. It's your choice. But just don't come whining to me if you get banned for it. And people have been known, but it's usually some other extension that they're using or whatever, because it does pull from the server. And the big problem that Niantic has is the server load. And especially on anomaly days, because if you've been to anomaly, it comes to a screeching halt sometimes.
The portals are flipping so fast, it's like, okay, I'll put a virus on it, boom, and it's already the other color. I mean, it's that, boom, boom.
Now, we had the privilege of hosting Chris Hibbert from Niantic. He is one of the programmers. It was about 6 months ago. He came in, we talked to him about it, and he couldn't tell us much, but one of the things he did say is the developers do love a lot of the data that is available in that and are trying to find ways to make that possible in Intel without breaking laws relative to things like player tracker, because you got to remember there's kids playing these games. There is certain levels of information that they can't provide in a game. And so they're trying to find what information they can provide without breaking other laws. Remember, they're a company, they have to protect themselves. I mean, the worst thing that happens to you is you get banned. The worst thing that happens to them is jail for life.
Right.
I mean, that's a big deal. Also along those lines, there's a lot of different communities specifically around decoding the math behind this, like what's the best resonator placement that for defense purposes, what's the optimal location to shoot off XMP bursters. Decode Ingress is a big community. There is a huge cryptology group because a lot of these passcodes come from Niantic giving out a picture or an image, a video, and there's codes hidden within these images. I know Alanka used to do a lot of that kind of stuff. I've done a few things.
There's a couple people that I met last year that were really good at the codes. I don't know if any of them are here in the room. But
one of the most recent things that I got a chance to do is part of the anomaly event that's going on right now, they were releasing artifacts into the world, and they were releasing images. And you'd take this image, and you'd start playing with the image, saturation, contrast, whatever, to pull information out of it. And it was amazing the level of intricacy that I'm sure somebody had fun making those.
They're really intricate codes. They're very well done puzzles, and a lot of them.
There's so much outside of the game that you can get involved in. I know they get released by Ingress. So if you're in the you go to Google Plus, and there is an actual Ingress account that. And you can search for it, open, public, and that's where they post everything relative to anomalies, passcodes, decoding, all that stuff. And then there's Niantic Projects, another one.
Yeah. And in the reports, in the video reports, there'll be puzzles.
That's the other thing. So specifically with those artifacts, Ingress released a timestamp and a portal that was dropped special media that had those pictures. So there are agents who were released into the field to go hack a specific portal, to get the media, to take a photo, to share with their communities, so they could, it's fun. It gets real involved. But yeah, there's communities out
there. The game is as simple or as complex as you want to get into it, so.
Mm-hmm. I really want to see something mentioned about driving safety.
Driving safety.
To Ingress, while cruising down Veterans Boulevard in heavy traffic with stoplights coming.
How many people here have installed a phone mount in your car just so you can be driving with one hand?
Or on your bicycle?
Yeah.
Or on your arm? So this goes back to my comment earlier. Be aware of your surroundings. Yeah. Remember, don't get so tied into the game that you don't recognize what's going on around you.
Yeah, I mean, there have been car accidents from people. They're paying more attention to a portal than they are to the road, and it's
Atlanta has actually picked some locations that are technically drivable that we actually will make a big deal about. Get out of your cars and walk these places because it's not kosher to just drive around in them.
As agents, I won't get in the car with them.
I'm with you, totally with you.
Did Linda want to make any other announcements or anything?
Let me come
Linda,
back.
Would you like to talk about Endgame?
Or anything in the future?
So we're talking about what's coming up next. Niantic also has other projects. They've been pulling a lot of information from what they've been doing with Ingress, with Field Trip, and some others, and they're coming out with Endgame.
Yes, Endgame is going, there is a James, I don't know if you're familiar with James Frey. He has a novel out called Endgame. There are already communities on Google Plus. I recommend getting into those right away. There's videos already out there for Endgame with some clues. There will be a search for gold, for a item that's hidden somewhere, and it's already hidden around the world somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the person who wins gets $500,000 in gold. You can die in this game, unlike Ingress, where you don't die, but you can die
not real
in
life.
End game. And there will be,
yet.
And they are developing an app that goes
release
with
date.
It.
Release date.
Release date October 7th is, I believe, the release date right now. So,
okay.
Good luck on the $500,000, everyone.
Cool. Any other questions?
All right, questions.
Questions? Soon.
We have heard rumors. We don't know it may not be all the way up to 16, but they are talking about adjusting it.
Now remember, when they said iOS is coming out for Ingress soon. Also, it took
The developers want these things just as much as you. Every time I asked Chris, he was like, oh, I want that.
How many
too.
People here work in an IT shop? Anyone in an IT shop can tell you things are prioritized. Some things are higher, some things are lower. They get to it when they get to it.
Yeah,
so soon means it's on their radar. When they get to it is depending on what else is on their radar.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And how much effort is going into stability or fighting against hackers and bots and people hacking
location. It's all about priorities, resources,
adding more game design elements, which will be new things to be hacked. And so it's difficult.
Where they've been for the past 3 years.
Two more questions.
Okay. Where we've been for the past three months has been all about iOS. They did some story-related things. For those of you who are iOS users and new, the decay rate right now is nothing like it was 6 months ago. The decay rate right now, so decay rate for the new guys is every day the power on your resonators will decay a little bit. Right now it's 3 days to destruction. If nobody recharges, as if it's been bumped up to 4. Okay, story changes things on an almost weekly basis. It used to be a week, and that's what a lot of us are used to. But it has been an awesome thing, in my opinion, because for you iOS users coming in, it meant you had more neutral field. It was easier for you. And I'm wonderfully helpful about that. But anyway, so a lot of what they've been working on from a developer's perspective is to get the game ready for iOS users and then make sure it was stable with the huge influx. Our community's doubled in the last month, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, once they make sure they're past all the stability things, they're going to start going back to features.
Can anybody shed any light on the upcoming immunity of Guardian Portals to Jarvis and Ada refactors?
No.
I actually have not heard anything about that at all.
It was released. It was mentioned in game today.
I wonder if it may be just for in game then, because I don't know how they would determine what's a Guardian, what's not.
How long could it help?
Possible. Yeah.
Has anybody heard any rumors about a third faction?
Yeah. For the last year and a half. Yeah. How many of you consider yourself to be Gray Faction?
Got time for one more question. Anybody else?
Do you think the game could get overpopulated?
Do you think it's not already?
The links are tough. You can make a field now. They've reached a point where you really can't do squat because it's just too much clutter. There's too many people playing.
More teamwork.
Yeah.
More agents, more links means more people to take down links.
So in that discussion with Niantic, what I've heard from them is they are trying to make sure that the number of portals available rises with the number of players that start playing. So that's one. That's why when the game first came out in beta and they had seeded the game with a lot of stuff, we weren't able to submit portals. And as the player base grew, they realized the portals needed to grow. So. Why I think what they need, and my response to that is, you need to hire more people to look over submissions then, because it's slow.
It's been raised to them as an option before.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
Yeah. Or get a voting, you know, a thumbs up, thumbs down.
So we're right at time. We got to wrap it up.
So I want to close off with one thing. One of the cool things about getting involved in communities, anomalies, and things like that is the swag. Going to events. Niantic will bring it to Niantic official. This particular shirt is because I supported a Nishio event over in Tokyo. This is Shinomaku City. There's a lot of cool things that the community puts together. All the swag that I have hung around me and stuff is, well, most of it's player made. We've got a lot of cool stuff. Both factions get involved. There's cross-faction stuff. There's some factional stuff. And with that, Linda has been so kind to bring some stuff from Niantic. So we have some swag up here.
Yep.
We've got some comic
books. I
would
prefer to give it to the new players first, so be respectful of that. They are new to the game. They probably have never gotten swag, whereas pretty much everyone else's room has.
That will be
point.
Determined by the level on your scanner. So if you're a new player and you want to prove that, pull up your scanner.
All right.
But we're going to close out. Thanks, everybody, for coming. This is a huge turnout.
If you have not installed Ingress, join the Resistance. Get you set up.
Yeah, if you want to be slaves. You want to be slaves and machines.
If anybody has any additional questions, you can wait outside and we'll be out there answering questions after this.
Okay.